Would you be the preacher? Would you be my? It's the dun. I still got a lot of shit to learn, I'll admit it. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of Romol. You've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. It's another beautiful sunny day in Vienna, Schniena. It's 200,000 degrees, summer is coming, vitamin D. Ugh, I feel so energized. Today's episode is a Q&A. A Q&A is really simple, or like I even call it AMA, ask me anything on Instagram. So you ask questions on Instagram, I answer them, really, really simple. I usually don't read the questions, I just check like really, real quick what are the questions about. And today's questions are most about nutrition, and you guys know that I'm obsessed with nutrition because it just has such a big impact on your overall well-being. Like, I'm in the health business, whether I'm talking about mental health or I talk about new fitness, it's all health. So let's just start. First question is from a poop a pap para para pap. Yeah, first question is from Fiona. It's actually not about, that's the only question that is not about nutrition. Let's go. Fiona is asking a serious question here. Ooh, serious. Not on my podcast, babe. Did you go to college? And what are you educated? Sorry, there was two. Okay, two questions. Hi, yay, yay. But I'm so fascinated by your lifestyle and I really want to learn how to do what you do. Right now, I'm at the moment in my life where I have to choose which education I want, if any, which will have a big influence on the rest of my life. So I hope you have some kind of magic answer. Okay, let's create some magic here. First question. Did I go to college? Wait. Yeah, there is a different... Wait, college, university. I went to college, finished college. We have a different school system in Germany, but I think you can compare it to a college. Yes, you can. So I went to college. I didn't love it, but my parents are from Russia, and for them, the only way out of, like, I don't want to say poverty, because people in Germany or like in the Western world are not poor. Like, I every single time when I come to Germany, I'm really like, it's mind blowing how many people complain here about money, about, oh, got so many problems. And in Germany, like, everyone, everyone, that's the reason why so many refugees come to Germany. You can't suffer from hunger. You get always a house or like a living, everything. You have enough food, you have enough water, and you have a roof above your head. Like, you are safe, but people still think they're poor. Anyways, quick little rant about Germans. So I don't have like a, yeah, I mean, I went to college, but that's it. I didn't go to university or studied something. I studied nutrition on my own, plus on like, let's call it private university, like a private school, where just like the best nutritionists from Germany come and teach you. It costs shit tons of money. But it was a present, so I wasn't, I didn't pay for it. But it was definitely worth it. Learned a lot, not only about nutrition and fitness, but also about business. And yeah, but that's not really the question, right? You want to learn how to do what I do. Okay, that's really simple. Follow your heart, follow your highest excitement. You don't have to do what I do, because that will probably not make you happy. You have to do what you want to do, and that's the key. Your parents probably want that you go to university. My father always, every single time when I come home, actually, why don't you go study? You have so, like, I was really good at school. Like, my marks are incredible. But I don't want to do it. I don't want to become a I don't want to become a doctor. That's just not my life. It doesn't make me happy. And that's the key for you. Why should you do something that you don't want to do?
doesn't make any sense. So whatever excites you, go do it. And I know it kind of sounds romantic, like go chase happiness, go live your dream. I know that it can be hard, especially like when you start. But what's the alternative? Doing something that you don't like for the rest of your life so that you realize when you're 65, oh fuck, I wasted my life. No. Like this whole I'm waiting for retirement bullshit, it just doesn't make you happy. And some people get it, I got it, and some people don't. And that's okay. And nothing bad about this normal kind of life where you like work from 9 to 5. No, as long as you are happy. If this life doesn't make you happy, well, then you have to become a schmunky, like a person who is able to eat dirt. Like, if you want to do something outstanding, you have to do something outstanding. You know what I mean? If you expect more from life, you have to do more than other people. You have to, like, people only see me in Bali and like, people don't know how much I work actually, but that's okay because I love what I do. I don't have weekends. It's Sunday afternoon. What time is it? 2 p.m. It's super sunny outside. Most of my friends, not most of them, but some of them, like my old friends, are probably outside chilling, barbecue, everything at the river. At the river, at the sea. But that's not what makes me happy. I love to sit here now, even though it's freaking hot, and answer your questions, because that's my highest excitement. And you have to follow your highest excitement. And like a year ago, I had 2 freaking jobs and worked as like, it was my, this podcast, my whole like social media, coachings, the documentary that I'm filming right now, that was my side hustle, like my side business. And I just worked so much on it after my proper normal job that my side hustle became my main thing. And right now it's my main thing. And I earn more than enough money with my main thing, with my passion. And I can tell you something, it's the best feeling ever to wake up and you're like, fuck, I'm free. I do whatever I want. It's still a lot of work, but I love it. It's, I know the opposite, and I can tell you, if you really do what you love and you do and you love what you do, this life is so much better. That's the reason why I wake up at 5. People always tell me like, Axel, why do you wake up so early? And I always say, if you would meet the people that I meet every single day, if you would do what excites you, then you would understand. I love life. And whatever you, yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to do something else. Like, you already know what you want to do. You're just scared, probably, of your parents' opinion, of what other people say. Forget about that bullshit. Even if your parents will hate you and not support you, you have to do what excites you. Your parents, they will get it in like 10 years when they see how happy you are. But your parents, they are not, you are asking for a magic answer. I can tell you something. Your parents are not aware of the fact that if you do something that you don't like, you will become unhappy. It's a fact. You have 24 hours. You sleep 8 hours, so 16 hours left. 8 hours, if you spend 50% of your time with something that you don't like, it's really simple. Then you will not like your life. It's impossible. So, follow your heart is basically the answer of your question. Otherwise, this life, it's not fun. If you just wait for like Saturday and Sunday and then you're sitting there Monday morning like, I don't want to go to work. Yeah, idiot. No, it sounds so hard, but I just hope that someone is listening and I'm like, okay, Axel, you're right. You don't have to quit your job now. I'm aware you have to pay your bills, blah, 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 blah. What? But what with the other 8 hours that you have? no Netflix, no, I don't know, other bullshit TV shows. Work on this thing that excites you as a side hustle, and at some point you will make so much money with this side hustle that it becomes your main thing. And then you got it. Next question. Hey mate, what's up? I really love your account, feel really grateful about what you are doing and the advices you give. Thanks. I'm thinking about diminishing my meat consumption and going vegan. Wow, that's beautiful. There is already a lot of tips in your account, but would you have any advice regarding to the process? Did you change slowly? Have a great day. There are 100,000 different ways. I just think if you really understand why you go vegan, whether it's for the environment, for animals, for your own health, then the answer is really clear. You don't want to support animal agriculture anymore. You want to become the healthiest version of yourself. You don't want to support animal suffering. Then I just think like the process is like really fast. Because why? If you really understand that it hurts your body, most of the things, if you really understand that it's the worst thing you can do for the environment, like you as an individual, then just change. I did it like from one day to the other, and I know that it's for, like, for many people it's a process and it takes time, and that's totally fine. You just have to figure out your why. If you go vegan because Beyoncé told you, you will be one of the people who will quit after 2 weeks because you didn't get it. You don't understand it. So educate yourself, figure out what you can eat, and then change. And if you want to do it slowly, then do it slowly. But I just don't get the point. Like, if you understand the why, there is no slow, in my opinion. But if it works for you, it works for you. I also know vegans, they change slowly, and they're vegans for, like, I don't know, 15 years. It's up to you. Like, when your body tells you. For me, it was just like, okay, I don't see, like, chicken in front of me. I see what's behind. I see an animal. So I said, like, no, there is no, I just quit. And it's not really difficult. Like, flying to the moon, that's difficult. Eating chickpeas instead of chicken is really, really simple. You eat chickpeas instead of chicken. It's just like, your body will tell you, like, you will crave maybe. No, but if you know what? If you really understand why you do it, you don't crave. Period, end of story. By the way, I hope I don't sound too preachy or too judgy. I like, do whatever you want to do. Like, I'm not going to tell you you're a bad human being just because you eat meat or dairy products. No, like, I ate meat and dairy products for 20 years. So who the am I to judge you? Like, I'm not going to judge you. I'm just telling you the truth, giving you information, and you can do whatever you want to do, even though we are standing on the same planet and we are facing climate change, and climate change kills so many people. And if you want to do the most effective thing you can do to fight climate change, then go vegan. And it's also amazing for your health, and you don't kill animals. But you can do whatever makes your soul happy. Next question is, what's the best way to start being vegan? I answered that. I've tried going all in a few times, but always fell back to my old ways. Are there any tips? You have to stay consistent, or is it just discipline that I'm lacking? You don't lack discipline, you just don't understand. Like, you haven't figured out your why. If you know your why, it's just like normal. It becomes normal. And it's not about discipline, it's about educating yourself and then going vegan. It sounds like you didn't really understand why you should eat vegan, and don't understand which benefits you get out of it. And it sounds like you need some education, Baba. Next question. Hey, bro, I appreciate your work, but why would you buy that shit? Okay, I went to McDonald's and tried their vegan burger. But why would you buy that shit at one of the largest meat consuming companies on earth? It's a bit contradictory. Whoa, that's a difficult word. Don't you think? No hate, though, all love. Just my opinion on it as a fellow vegan. I get it. I know what you mean. The thing is, I know it's like they produce so much meat, but we are living in a society where, let's go this way. So if more people eat vegan burgers, right, instead of meat, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And we, everything is supply and demand. So if we show these big companies that we want vegan burgers, they're gonna produce more. If everyone would just eat vegan burgers, they would just produce vegan burgers and stop by selling other shit. So I think it's beautiful that these big companies sell vegan products. Yes, I'm aware they do shit as well. They're responsible for so many greenhouse gas emissions. It's insanity. But I rather just like accept how it is. They have a big influence right now on people, and they are spreading awareness as well. I just think if you blame people or companies or whatever for the bad things, you also have to blame them for the good things. And it's a beautiful thing that they sell vegan burgers. And that's my opinion. And I'm going to support that, because then more people see, oh, they have vegan burgers. Let's try it. Oh, it doesn't taste that bad. Oh, let's maybe try more vegan things. That's my opinion. But I also accept your opinion. Like, if you don't want to go there and eat, don't go there and eat. But yeah, judging someone just because he supports a great thing, like a vegan burger is a great thing, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. But you say no hater, no hate, so I love you back. Bop. Another vegan question. What's happening to today's vegans? I'm also mostly thinking, if I want to eat vegan, should I start slowly by mixing between meat and vegetables, or should I stop eating meat immediately? Would that affect my body or not? It would affect your body a lot if you would stop eating meat immediately. You would just feel 10,000 times better. It takes like 3-4 weeks, but then it just, it's so difficult, because it's like describing how a rose smells. But you will feel so much better if you don't put antibiotics into your body and all these hormones. Like, people always say, especially people who eat meat, like, going vegan and like eating vegan is not natural because you have to supplement with B12. But what people don't know is that meat or dairy products are loaded with supplements that you don't see. B12, it causes so many antibiotics and other shit we don't even know. Like, there is so much stuff inside that you just don't have a clue about it. And if you quit eating meat, you put actually stuff into your body that supports your health, and then you will feel 10,000 times better. That's the reason why so many people go vegan, because you just feel amazing. So I would recommend to do it immediately. Like, figure out your why, understand it, educate yourself. What is animal agriculture doing to the environment, to animals, and your own health? If you get it, you say no. It's not about the taste. It's not about getting the best source of protein. The best source of protein, by the way, is human meat. But it's about like what's behind that. And you probably are aware of the fact that climate change is a big issue. And it's the most effective way for you to fight climate change. And that's not subjective. You can do your own research, but just how it is. And trust me, I spent a trillion hours studying this topic. Like right now, the documentary that I'm creating is about climate change. I went to all these environmentalists, I went to all of these researchers, studied so much, and it's crystal freaking clear. Animal agriculture has an insane huge impact on this planet, especially on climate change, way bigger than like the transportation sector, for example. Everyone is talking about like cars and planes, but what people forget is that animal agriculture is way bigger. So go vegan, brother, immediately. Axel, is it bad if I eat hummus every second day? I guess that's a funny question. You can eat hummus every single day, but maybe not every 2 hours. Anyways, please, can you tell me, do you focus on calories or what you give a plate, or if you in lunch ate grain, or and for example dinner rice? What? I don't understand, but I don't count my calories. I don't focus on, in the evening I'm gonna eat 227 grams of pasta and 17 grams of hummus. No, that sounds like an eating disorder. I just eat whatever makes my soul happy. That's my key. Like most of the time, my body is asking for things that will that support my health. And I know that, for example, if I eat 5 chocolate bars with sugar, I'm gonna feel bad. That's the reason why I don't eat it. So like in the morning, it's usually fruits and some whole grains like oats, superfoods, some nuts, and then I have a second breakfast, usually the same. And then the dinner, I go crazy on legumes, whole grains, vegetables, and again, some nuts, some seeds, things of that nature. And I would just say, watch my vlog. I do daily vlogs. So if you haven't already, go check my vlogs out. Bye-bye. So, next question, not about veganism, but about mental health. Hey, I'm so tired. I got a lot of negative energy. I have final exams in my faculty. My sleep cycle isn't good. What do you think I should do to just let these days go and push myself a little bit more? Always when I feel myself bad, I go to the gym, do some stretches and cardio, then everything changes. But now I have a recovery from my last injury in the gym. Also have no time because my final exams. I get really excited about this question. So let's go. What was the first question? So the first thing that I like immediately felt so good about was when you said, I go to the gym and then everything changes. Right, because motion creates emotion. If you are sad, if you feel bad, you're just like, you're not sitting straight, you're not walking straight, your shoulders are down. So you go, you move, and then your body changes. Okay, so now you're injured and you have no time. Okay, so if you're injured, I don't know if you can still walk, but I'm sure there is some type of exercise that you can do. I don't know if you can jump, but you can change, you can move. It can be a cold shower in the morning. You just change the hormones in your body. Like every single morning when I have this cold shower, like before the cold shower, sometimes I feel terrible. I feel tired, or like sometimes I prioritize work. Like right now with the documentary, it's just how it is. Like I accepted that there are some days where we work till 2, even though it's not the best form I have. But right now I choose it. I'm aware of that. But then in the morning, cold shower, and I feel so freaking good. Or like after the gym. Ugh, so you have to find something, and I'm sure there is something where you can change, where you can move, and it can be just a cold shower. Or like I'm sure like you can use your hands or something. There is some kind of exercise that you can do. And you have no time because you have your final exams. I hear that a lot from students, and I can tell you something. Like things like meditation, training, doesn't cost time. It gives you time. It creates time. You are more productive when you work out. You are more productive when you meditate. So of course you can still sit 10 hours in the university and create, like, I don't know. Let's go this way. It's not about the time you spend in the university. It's about the output, right? So if you sit there 10 hours and you spend 1 hour talking to your colleagues or like being not as focused as you could be if you would exercise and sleep properly and do these meditation practices, then there is like, it is not about the time. It's about the output that you create. And you're more effective, and this is not subjective, if you do something, if you work out, if you go to the gym, if you meditate, if you sleep properly. So this like whole like working hard, hustle hard mentality is bullshit if you don't take care of yourself, right? So try to get sleep. Sleep is so freaking important. Don't eat before you go to bed, like at least 1 to 2 hours, better 2. Have an early dinner. That's such a game changer because, yeah, you want to sleep and not digest, right? And it has such a big, read the book Sleep Revolution, such a big impact on your sleep when you eat before. And what else did you ask? Push myself a little bit more. It sounds like you wouldn't really enjoy what you study, but that's okay because it's your final exams and afterwards you can finally do something that really excites you. First of all, accept that you choose this life. Like, you are the reason why you study. Like, it's your fault. Everything in life is your fault. Sounds maybe a little bit hard, but it's the truth. You choose to be there. You could just go, leave, and run away. But you don't. And there is a reason for it. I don't know you, so I can't tell you what the reason is. But it's really difficult, really important to understand you are the reason. You are in control. And you're gonna smash the last final exams, and afterwards you can do whatever you want to do. And right now you're actually doing whatever you want to do because you're sitting there and you choose to sit there. That's the reason why my favorite mantra in life is, I choose this life. I'm sitting here and you are sitting there. But don't make excuses. Don't say you don't have time because of your final exams. You sure? What time do you go to bed? What time do you wake up? I'm pretty sure there are some hours where you just waste your time on Instagram, Netflix, YouTube, where you could either meditate, exercise, or actually, yeah, prepare yourself for your final exams. But I see so many students spending their time with like complaining instead of doing and like saying, oh, life is so hard. No, your life is not hard. Should I tell you what is hard? To stand on a freaking rice field for 17 hours and work while it's 2,700 degrees. You are studying. Your life is not hard. Your life is you are studying. Come on. So, yeah. Accept the fact that you have more than enough time. You have 24 hours. And please, please, please don't do the mistake to say it costs time. Meditation, working out, eating well, getting enough sleep creates time. Wow, I love that. Okay, next one. Hey, Axel. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you? Also, just wanted to tell you that you have inspired me to meditate. Yes! To meditate again. I used to do it pretty consistently and then stopped. But since I started again, it's a real struggle. Like, my chest gets this heavy, fuzzy, tingly feeling, and it makes me really anxious, and then I give up meditating. I know I just need to persist, but it's so hard and kind of upsetting. Okay, I don't know your name, but you look kind of cute. Anyway, so one important thing that you have to realize, that everyone has to realize when it comes to meditation, is you're gonna have ugly thoughts at some point. Get prepared. It's gonna happen. It's really important to let the thoughts come, like accept them. Don't fight. Accept them. Let them come and let them go. These things are just thoughts. They're not reality. Just some neural associations. Just some... It's not real. You decide whether it's real or not. You decide whether it has an impact on your life or not. So appreciate it when you feel this in your chest, because then you feel yourself. It's a beautiful thing. Like, you decide right now, you made the decision that it's an ugly feeling. Why not telling yourself, hey, I'm connected to myself. I feel my chest. I feel my heart. And that's beautiful. You're judging. You're the judge. Tell yourself it's beautiful. Feel your heart. That sounds amazing. This tingly feeling. That sounds beautiful. I'm trying, like, one part of my meditation practice is to feel my heartbeat. And if you have this tingly feeling, that's beautiful. Just keep going and, like, accept it. Don't fight. Meditation is not about fighting. It's not about, I'm not thinking. Your brain thinks 60,000 thoughts. The odds are really, really high that some thoughts will come up during your meditation session. So meditate, let the thoughts come, let the thoughts go. That was the last question, I think. Let me check. But I'm actually pretty sure. And we got so much beautiful value for you. I really hope you enjoyed this Q&A. If so, share it on social media. That's how we can make this world a better place. That's how we can spread awareness. You are actually helping people. Like, all I want to do with this podcast is, yeah, having a beautiful impact on other people's life, on their health, mental health, physical health. Just like, I want to make people happy, and it would mean the world to me if you could support me. Go to Instagram, Snapchat, screenshot, tag me so that I can see that you screenshot me, and share this podcast episode. That would mean the world to me. I hope you have a beautiful day, night, whatever time it is right now. I freaking adore you. If you have questions, hop over to Instagram. Tell me that you listened to this episode and ask your questions. I would love to answer them. See you guys soon.